Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on sabr, patience, the rewards for patience, and how the pious, they dealt with situations when they were put into a position where they had to practice upon patience. And Anas radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدِهِ الْخَيْرَ عَجَّلَ لَهُ الْعُقُوبَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدِهِ الشَّرَّ أَمْسَكَ عَنْهُ بِذَنْبِهِ حَتَّى يُوَافِيَ بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن عظم الجزاء ما عظم البلاء وإن الله تعالى إذا أحب قوما ابتلاهم فمن رضي فله الرضا ومن سخط فله السخط رواه الترمذي. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when Allah ta'ala desires good for his servant, he hastens difficulty for him in this world as a recompense for his sins. When Allah ta'ala, he desires good for his servant, he hastens difficulties, punishment for him in this world as a recompense for his sins. And when Allah ta'ala desires evil for his servant, he withholds the punishment for his sins so that they may be punished in full on the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the greater the difficulties, the greater the reward. When Allah ta'ala loves a nation, he puts them through trials and tribulations. One who accepts shall receive the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, whilst the one who is displeased shall receive the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some important points in this hadith. The first is that when Allah Ta'ala desires good for his servant, Allah Ta'ala hastens difficulties for him in this dunya. So therefore, when a person goes through difficulties, he mustn't always think that this is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak wants to give him difficulties in this dunya so that akhirat he can go through ease. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to sometimes raise his darajat. Allah Pak wants to elevate his darajat. And this person is not doing enough. Allah Pak makes him go through certain difficulties, certain hardships, so that he can increase his darajat. Then ulama explained that when a person goes through certain difficulties, certain hardships, immediately he should do two things. When it's happening to himself, not when it's happening to others, when it's happening to himself, he should do two things. Firstly, he should introspect and see, is there anything that I'm doing wrong in my life that I need to correct? So he's looking at himself, seeing that anything wrong that I'm doing that I need to correct. And then a person makes istighfar and tawbah immediately when he's going through that difficulty. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to cleanse me of certain gunas that I'm involved in, certain sins. Or Allah ta'ala wants to elevate my darajat. So Allah Pak wants me to come closer. I'm not doing enough. So now he's making istighfar, he's making tawbah. That Allah forgive me, cleanse me, Allah purify me. So that now a person is using this opportunity to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's for himself. And when it happens, difficulties happen, other people go through difficulties, then a person should think that Allah Pak loves this person, Allah Ta'ala wants to elevate his darajat. So he's not thinking that perhaps that person made some gunas, Allah Pak is trying to forgive his gunas. He must just think to himself, or he mustn't think that Allah Pak is punishing that person. He must think Allah Pak wants to elevate this person's darajat. Allah Pak is cleansing him, Allah Ta'ala loves him, Allah Pak is increasing his darajat. He shouldn't be thinking this person is getting punished. With himself, he must be thinking that I did some mistakes. Perhaps one of my mistakes, I must introspect. Others, he must think good. Allah Ta'ala wants to elevate this person's darajat. Therefore, we find our pious. Sometimes people would go through difficulties. There was one person that mentioned his incident, that he had fallen from the first floor of a building that was under construction in India. And then at that time, all the great personalities came to visit him, from the workers. The ulama came to visit him. All of great personalities that were there, all came to visit him. And he mentioned that they all told him one thing, that Allah Ta'ala loves you. So he said, I couldn't understand. I was in so much of pain. I had some spinal injuries. And I was lying there in pain in hospital. But every buzruk that came to see me told me, Allah Ta'ala loves you. So now here we see that they're getting from the hadith, not just making up their own story. Allah Ta'ala loves a person. He makes him go through certain difficulties to elevate his darajat. There was a great qadi, Qadi Shureh, Rahmatullahi alayhi. He was appointed as a qazi in the time of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Can you imagine? Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu himself was such a great personality, but he had so much of i'timad and reliance on Qadi Shureh that in his time he appointed him as a qazi. So he would say that when I go through any difficulties, I thank Allah Ta'ala four times. I thank Allah Ta'ala four times. You know the words, for four reasons I thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The first is, Allah Ta'ala is giving me the opportunity to make sabr. Allah Ta'ala is giving me that opportunity to make sabr. Second is, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is giving me that opportunity to say, Inna Lillahi Wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Inna Lillahi is not only for a time when a person is going or somebody passes away. When a person goes through any difficulties, he says, Inna Lillahi Wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Allah Ta'ala is giving me the chance to say this, Inna Lillahi, and he's giving me a chance to hope for reward for that. The third reason he mentions is that I thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala because this could have been worse. Whatever it was, it could have been worse. So I thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala that he didn't make it worse. So there's a third reason I thank Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the fourth reason why I praise Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala when I go through any difficulty is this difficulty could have been a difficulty in my deen. Allah Ta'ala didn't make it a difficulty, a trial in my deen. Allah Ta'ala let it be a difficulty in my dunya. So I'm thanking Allah, oh Allah, you never bring a difficulty in deen. You brought a difficulty in my dunya. Look how these people would think. Now instead of a situation where a person is complaining, the person is thanking Allah Ta'ala four times for the difficulty that he's going through, thinking about this. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.